We learned earlier this morning of the death of the former Supreme Court judge and New South Wales Attorney General Jeff Shaw. The former member of the RAN ministry, Rodney Cavalier, arguably one of the most outstanding education ministers we've ever had, described Jeffrey Shaw as an activist who remained true to his principles throughout his political and legal life. Rodney Cavalier is on the line. Rodney Cavalier, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Just a first-class human being, this fellow.
You put it exceptionally well. He was just a beautiful person. Mm. He believed in what he believed in, and he fought tenaciously for it. I knew him as an adolescent. He was in the Glasgow branch. I was in the Huddersfield branch. In those days, there was a left wing inside the ALP. And we had many adventures by night against the Liberal Party and against the ALP right. What he was a thinker. He put things in writing. He spoke well. There was never anything he said that didn't seem to be the result of thorough preparation.
And of course, he was a pioneer of changes to workplace safety laws in New South Wales, asbestos compensation law, anti-domestic violence laws, anti-discrimination laws.
Yeah, exactly. Bob Carr, who had been his opponent in Young Labor, it speaks well of Bob that he saw beyond that. And in the years after Young Labor, as we all grow up and change and whatever, Jeff changed. He matured. He became better. He didn't lose his fundamental beliefs. And what Bob saw in him was a person who wanted to be Attorney General. So he invited him, as Leader of the Opposition, to seek nomination for the Legislative Council. Jeff sought it and was elected. And then he went into the shadow ministry. And I think that's one of the most important additions that Bob Carr gained after 1988. He had a first-class legal mind behind him and beside him, and a person he could trust absolutely.
Great sense of humour too.
He did. A terrific sense of humour. I can think of so many moments. I recall that he played in a band. He was an accomplished musician. That was an interest that remained with him throughout his life. But music always seemed to be playing when you're in his home. He was an accomplished musician. He loved things like the old detective movie Charlie Chan. Like, you remember, my brother was then only was under 12. So at midnight, he'd come around when the Charlie Chan movie was on and join my little brother to watch it through till 2 a.m. And this, it's hard to talk about the funny bit on a day like this.
It's too young, isn't it? 60 years of age.
It's a great tragedy for a man with so many gifts to be taken from us so early. But he leaves behind him, at whatever age, a body of achievements that you've mentioned. In the time before he entered Parliament, he was a distinguished barrister, a leading member of the bar. When he became Attorney General, he was proclaimed by everyone as a lawyer's lawyer. He was one of the last Australians to take a case to the Privy Council.
He was indeed, yeah.
And regularly he appeared before the High Court.
Mm-hmm.
His interest was in the common law and matters of justice. He didn't seek a narrow career where he had a client base that was lucrative. He was about understanding the law and doing something for it.
Yes, one of those old-fashioned people who entered politics out of a spirit of service, and he wanted things to be better when he left than they were when he arrived.
Jeffrey was definitely not part of the political class. He had a real life before Parliament, and he had a real life afterwards. He did not rely upon patronage in order to go anywhere. He had friends in high places like Bob Carr, but Bob would be the last to claim that he was responsible for Jeff's success. This is an old-style Labor politician of a kind that's passing from the earth.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, in the programs like this, we have contact, as you know, with everybody on the planet virtually, and particularly when they're not dealing with me, they're dealing with people out there, the Pauls and the Gavins and whatever. And this man was always unfailingly courteous and unfailingly accommodating and always available if there was a matter of political consequence in his portfolio that needed to be solved. They don't exist today, I can tell you.
Well, Jeff didn't need briefing notes to talk about the matters he would talk about with you.
Are you thinking of certain people at the moment when you make those comments, are you?
I could be, and you certainly wouldn't see Jeff jettison something that he claimed was important because opinion polls turned against him. Jeff argued tenaciously in the Carr cabinet for those matters he believed in, and often won. He certainly believed in persuasion. Mm. Not being part of the political class, he didn't have any of the sense of entitlement or the sense that he was in a stage of his career. Mm. He saw himself as addressing the needs of society at that time. He was well positioned in an important part of Australia to do it. He had a gifted and supportive premier, and he used the opportunity to do good. It was not about accumulating superannuation units. It was certainly not about a place in the sun.
You're a historian of the Labor Party. How, and with an awful lot of experience on inside it, in a political sense, and outside it, and then writing about it. So we've got a budget today in Canberra. I can't let you go asking, how do you see things in Canberra for the Labor Party?
Alan, I think that this is the point at which I behave in a very un-Jeff Shaw way, and quietly look to the coach to take me to the sidelines and let someone else come on to see us with the final. If I can relieve Mr. Jones, I might be grateful.
Okay, good to talk to you, and thank you for that lovely tribute to Jeff Shaw. That's Rodney Cavalier, a former New South Wales Education Minister and colleague of his. Jeffrey Shaw died this morning at the age of 60 from complications arising from pneumonia.